You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to James Shaw about the government's plans to increase benefit sanctions and decrease the rate at which benefits increase annually. We also discussed Israel's ground invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza and Minister of Foreign Affairs Winston Peters meeting with Israel's ambassador to New Zealand this week. The government plans to increase benefit sanctions as well as decrease the rate that benefits increase annually. Can you speak to what you think this will mean in practice for people currently relying on benefits to survive?
Well, it means that people are going to have less money in their pockets and are going to find it harder to keep a roof over their head and put food on the table and look after their kids. It's as simple as that. And it's certainly kind of on brand for the National Party. It's sort of what they've been doing for the last 30 years. But it does mean that we will see both an increase in inequality between those who have the most and those who have the least, and also increasing hardship for those who are at the bottom of the ladder.
Can you tell us why the Green Party opposes benefit sanctions?
Well, at the beginning of our government in 2017, we commissioned an expert advisory group on income support and welfare. One of the things that they found is that actually sanctions tend not to work against their stated objectives, because essentially people kind of get pushed off benefits but without work to go to or other forms of income. And so what it does is it might reduce the number of people who are receiving benefits, but it doesn't actually help get people into work and actually being able to provide a stable income support actually makes it easier for people to go out and look for work. The kind of the sanctions regime overall was found to increase hardship and put people into abject poverty, and so we object to it on that basis.
Social Development Minister Louise Upston has said Aotearoa has a benefit dependency problem, particularly among young people. Is this something you would agree with?
No, I wouldn't. The issue that we've got is that we've got a very large group of people in this country who, whether they're out of work or even in work, whether they're working part-time or in some cases working multiple jobs, simply aren't earning enough to be able to make ends meet. And so we have a situation here where, just having a job, which is, what National are saying is, look, what we need to do is get people off welfare and into work. The problem is that we've actually got an enormous number of people who have jobs who are still not able to make ends meet. Some of them have got two or three jobs and they're not able to make ends meet. So the simple fact of having a job does not put one above the poverty line in this country. For those people, you need income support to ensure that they can actually make ends meet. National have, the government has recently just put through the smallest increase in the minimum wage in some decades at a time of, quite high inflation. That is going to ensure that people just, that wages are not rising in line with the costs that people face. And so, again, you're just seeing, I think, what is quite a punitive regime being brought back in by this government, which will mean that we have increasing poverty and increasing inequality in this country.
How would the Green Party, if in government, better alleviate poverty in Aotearoa?
Well, we fought an entire election campaign on this. We put out a proposal that essentially the people with the kind of most wealth in the country, the sort of top 5%, would pay a bit more in tax, and that would enable 95% of New Zealanders to pay less income tax. That would help with their costs, and that would be more money in their pockets than the National Party were proposing for theirs, and it's skewed towards those on lowest incomes, which is, of course, where we need the most support. And we wanted to bring in a regime which is much simpler and straightforward for people who need that income support as well. So, you know, I mean, our orientation has been that actually, you know, if we can provide people with the support that they need to provide stable homes, stable communities, stable incomes, and so on, then what that means is that they are freed up to be able to advance themselves in other ways, you know, whether that's through work or, you know, education and so on.
I also wanted to talk to you about recent developments in Gaza. So we've seen Israel has launched a ground offensive on Rafah in southern Gaza. What is your response to this?
Well, it's horrific. And I think people all over the world and here in Aotearoa, you know, if you're watching the news and seeing some of those appalling images of what is going on, you know, it is quite clear that Israel is acting in a way that is completely disproportionate. And, you know, according to the recent International Court of Justice finding, is at risk of genocide. And so, you know, I think New Zealand, we're kind of a bit late to the party on this. You know, we're starting to make some noise about this, but actually, you know, we really do need to, you know, both on our own and with other countries, really increase the pressure on the government of Israel to, you know, put in place a ceasefire, make sure that we've got humanitarian aid in there, put in peacekeepers, and so on, because the cost that is being visited on the people of Gaza and now Rafah in Gaza is horrendous.
We saw that the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Winston Peters, expressed concern about this ground offensive. He also met with Israel's ambassador to New Zealand to discuss the New Zealand-Israel relationship. Do you think this is appropriate, and should we expel Israel's ambassador to New Zealand?
Well, the thing that, you know, we've been saying for some time is that New Zealand has, in the past, led the world when it comes to, you know, trying to coordinate international action to prevent genocide from happening. And I was asking the Prime Minister about this in the House a couple of weeks ago to say, you know, under Article 1 of the Convention, you know, we have a duty as a country to intervene before a genocide happens to try and prevent it from happening. And, you know, back in the 1990s, for example, we led the call around the world when it came to the impending genocide in Rwanda, and really marshalled the United Nations to, you know, and the countries of the world to sort of come together to try and prevent that. So it sort of feels like, you know, we're kind of starting to make some noise here, but, the you know, if you just, again, if you look at the pictures of what's going on in Rafah and other parts of Gaza at the moment, it is a humanitarian catastrophe, and it is completely disproportionate. And you know, I think it really is incumbent upon the New Zealand government to do everything it can, you know, both, you know, standing as our own, on our own two feet, but also working with other countries around the world to try and stop this from getting any worse.
And that was Green Party co-leader James Shaw on the government increasing benefit sanctions, as well as their response to Israel launching a ground invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.